5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
These berries taste like burning.
Two Faces Radio.
This looks like the work of crazy old Sideshow Bob.
Cecil just voluntarily confessed, Chief.
Well, that's some good work, Lou. You'll make Sergeant for this.
I already am Sergeant Chief.
Perhaps you are. But I say Bob goes back to jail.
But surely, I mean, I caught Cecil.
Maybe so. But Lou here says you were resisting arrest.
No, I didn't, Chief.
Quiet, Lou. Or I will bust you down to Sergeant so fast it'll make your head spin.
Welcome to Radio Labyrinth, Sideshow number 2.
Oh, Sideshow.
And how fitting that it's about Sideshow Bob. And all about The Simpsons, like we've been promising for a month.
Sidecar.
We've been promising Simpsons from, like, episode one.
I just wanted to throw it.
Jeff is over here reading the Bible.
I know. Jeff has the Simpsons Bible. You got the box set, right?
From seasons 1 through 20.
Oh, holy, that's it?
Shit.
They'll have to have another one of these for seasons.
Where are
21
we?
21 through 40. I don't know. 25, 26.
You think it'll go to 40 seasons?
Who knows?
Who knows how long? I'm sure it'll go forever.
You got to post a picture of that book.
Yes.
Look at that thing. Look at the size of that thing. You said you got it in the mail, but Jesus, how much was the shipping on that thing?
No, like $15.
Jeez.
Yeah, I want you to take a picture of it. I want to, let's see.
Take a picture.
You shut up. I'm going to hand dive in my phone. No, I don't want to update my carrier settings. I don't even know what the fuck that means.
So here's
hang on
text
a minute.
It to you.
Here's Jeff. A funny Sideshow Bob
well,
thing
hang on
from
a minute.
The book.
Take a picture of we're taking a picture of your book. Hold it up.
How's my hair?
Oh, you look perfect.
Hold it up. Hold it up so we can see the front. Don't you know how to take a picture?
Hold it.
Hold on.
Yeah. Remember, that's a 16 gigabytes. So there's not a lot of room on there.
Now smash the screen.
No smashing the screen.
Not tonight.
That's my favorite Wiggum line.
So not tonight.
Bart's reading comic books in his room when Lisa runs in.
Yeah.
Bart, your mortal enemy is on the radio. And Lisa turns on the radio, and it's Dr. Demento.
Didn't I bring that up?
Yeah,
it's time for Dementomania with Dr. Demento. And now the Funny Five. And Bart screams and throws the radio out the window. And Lisa goes, no, I met your other mortal enemy, Sideshow Bob.
Is that the first episode?
No, I don't know if it's the very first episode because they already set up that Sideshow Bob's his mortal enemy.
All right. So Sideshow Bob is, of course, voiced by Kelsey Grammer, Frasier, of course, from Cheers and Frasier.
And Frasier.
Won more Emmys than he should have. But that's neither here nor there. But on The Simpsons, of course, he does Sideshow Bob.
Is that the only thing he does?
Yes. Yeah. Sideshow Bob was originally this first episode. It was when Homer is in... the Quickie Mart, and somebody's dressed up as Krusty the Clown. Now, of course, you think it's Krusty the Clown.
Right.
And Krusty the Clown robs the Quickie Mart.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, blah, 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 blah. Turns out it's Sideshow Bob.
Right.
And then Sideshow Bob goes to jail, and that's when you get Sideshow Mel. And so after that episode, of course, Sideshow Bob keeps returning and trying to kill Bart. And the Simpsons.
Die, Bart, die.
Hey, we don't have to tell you people.
We don't have to tell you. We don't have to tell you radios. My favorite episode of all time with Sideshow Bob is Cape Fear, which is the sort of a parody of that great
F-E-A-R-E.
Yeah,
right?
But a sort of a parody of the Cape Fear movie De Niro and Nick Nolte and Jessica Lange. Great fucking Scorsese movie, film
noir. See the original
noirish? Yes, I did.
Yeah, Robert Mitchum.
Robert Mitchum, and who played?
Which is great too.
Who played the lawyer though?
Gregory Peck.
Yes. Robert Mitchum. They make fun of him on Family Guy a lot. He's like tough guy fat. What do they call it? What do they call you? Do you watch Family? You watch Family Guy?
No, I don't watch Family Guy.
They like he's like I'm a fat tough guy from the 50s, and he's sucking in his Robert Mitchum. So that episode parodies that, and I just want to play another line from it real quick.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Guilty as charged.
Uh-huh. Anyway, I was wondering if you could sing the entire score of the HMS Pinafore.
Very well, Bart. I shall send you to heaven before I send you to hell. And a two, and a three, and we sail the ocean blue, and a saucy ship's of beauty. We are sober men and true, and attentive to our duty.
What like the mop on his head?
Yes, yes, doing the whole fucking thing. What a great episode. And that's what Simpsons used to do. They don't really do it now as much. But grasp... what's going on in theaters and stuff. I mean, it was such a great, like, Mad Magazine type parody and written by Steph.
Conan O'Brien?
Yes. You told me that, right?
That one was?
No, I didn't tell you that. Conan
you just
O'Brien.
Told me that.
No, he wrote Monorail.
He wrote the Monorail.
Oh, so. Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Monorail. The Monorail.
No!
Monorail.
Monorail. We could do a whole episode on that one.
Leonard Nimoy was in there.
Yes, he was. Mm. The Cosmic Dance.
I can look up the Cape Fear episode.
Yeah, look it up. That's the monorail scene with Leonard Nimoy and Chief Wiggum goes, oh, he goes, may the force be with you. Do you even know who I am? Right. Weren't you one of the little rascals?
He was pointy.
Pointy, the little rascal. God, there's so many good episodes.
I was going to bring up one that is poignant right now. Very poignant.
Okay, go ahead.
And that would be Sideshow Bob Roberts.
The one
where he runs for president as a Republican.
That's right, Bob.
Yeah.
Do you remember that movie, Bob Roberts?
I do. What's his name?
Tim Robbins.
Tim Robbins.
Great fucking movie.
Yeah.
Jack Black's first movie, he appears in it uncredited.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's like a sycophant for Bob Roberts. Have you ever seen that movie?
No, I have not.
Tim Roberts is running for Senate in Pennsylvania, and he's running against like an old man whose name is like Pastely. It's such an appropriate name, but it's written that way. And he's played by Gore Vidal.
Oh.
So Gore Vidal's this old, you know, FDR-type Democrat, and he's this new young. But he's a pop singer. He's like Bob Dylan, and there's a lot of folk songs and music videos in it. Really entertaining film.
Oh.
So anyway, back to Bob Roberts.
He makes a big speech at the end where he's like, I'm going to run you like a...
So what is Bob doing it, though? Sideshow Bob Roberts. He's running for president.
Yeah, he gets out, but he claims that he's, you know, over killing Bart. He doesn't care about killing Bart.
Right.
All he wants to do is, you know, he's running for mayor, right?
Right.
Of Springfield.
Right.
But then, I can't remember, but his whole plot does end up where he...
Wanted to kill Bart Simpson? Yeah.
And he goes... Well, he makes this big speech at the end, and he goes, if you excuse me, I have a city to run. But then, you know, Wiggum comes up and puts him in handcuffs.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, right, all that bad stuff I did.
Oh, wait, is that the one where they put him in jail with his whole family? Like his dad and there's kids in there that look like him and Cecil?
No, I don't know about that.
Cecil.
But that might be the one where the end...
Maris?
They're inside a blimp.
Inside a blimp?
Yeah, do you remember that?
Yeah, it was...
I think that may have been that one.
Bart and Lisa were in the blimp with Sideshow Bob.
He was going to blow it up.
Yeah, it was a kamikaze mission, is what he said.
No, the best blimp episode of The Simpsons is when Homer gives up his free blimp ride to Barney.
New blimpy boy, riding through the air so fancy free.
Hey there, blimpy boy.
Hey there, blimpy boy. how about in Cape Fear when Homer opens a letter that Sideshow Bob sent to Bart and says like Bart I'm going to kill you and Homer's like oh my God someone's trying to kill me oh wait it's for Bart and then Bart's like who would want to hurt me I'm the century's Dennis the Menace.
I thought
did we do on air the Bart do you want to check out my
Bart,
you want to check out my brand new cheech on and hockey mask?
Yeah, that's
from that same episode.
Yeah, you want to check out my brand new cheech on hockey mask? Oh, right. You want a brownie? The Sideshow Bob thing. What am I thinking?
How about when Lisa and Marge are tied up and they pan over and Lisa goes, oh no, Dad's been drugged. And Marge goes,
No, he hasn't.
He's just asleep.
He's just drooling and asleep and tied up.
Marge has some of the funniest lines on the show.
Oh, yeah. She really does.
She really, they give her a lot of good ones. And then they do the HMS Pinafore. And then there's one, oh yeah, where Wiggum goes, lucky the boat passed by this whorehouse.
This brothel.
Yeah, lucky it passed by this brothel.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So that's kind of what I want to do with these Simpsons right. episodes. I want to talk about characters. I want to talk about episodes. Like, we could do a show on Troy McClure.
Sure.
Troy McClure is in some of the best episodes. You know, I love you, Dr. Zaius.
Oh, yeah. God. That's,
you
that's
might
my...
remember me from.
Are you familiar with the Planet of the Apes? The movie or the planet?
You may remember me from such films as Dial P for Psycho. I can't do Troy McClure.
Hi, I'm actor Troy McClure. I'm getting there. He also played, of course, we're going to talk about him. We can talk about the lawyer, Lionel Hutz.
Sure.
So it says here, right? So if you guys have any ideas, characters, episodes, anything like that, you know, we'll do these short little episodes about The Simpsons. And these will be our, you know, what we'll call them, like I said at the beginning, RLP Sideshow.
LP's LP.
RLP.
RLP.
RLP yeah, Sideshow. You radios out there.
Why wouldn't we just call it Sideshow RLP?
Oh, only 10? Shit. No. I'm gonna fill up fucking 10 more minutes. I'm going to cut this out, but what else should we do?
Well, I
okay, yeah,
think
okay.
one of the best ones.
Hang on, pick up. Stephanie, what's your favorite Sideshow, Bob?
It would be from, I think, season 2 or season 3. No, season 3, I think it was. Maybe it was 4. I don't know. Either way, it was the second appearance.
Okay.
It was after he was in jail when he tried to kill Krusty.
Yes.
And he hooks up with Selma.
That's right. That's before Cape Fear.
Yes.
Oh,
the Black Widower.
Yes.
Yes.
And so, you know, and then, you know, she's all talking about this person that she's been having this relationship with. Yeah. And then, to Bart's horror, it turns out to be Sideshow Bob,
right.
who tries to convince everybody that he's on the straight and narrow. Right. The whole time, he's going to kill Selma. That's his whole plan.
To get to Bart?
Well, I can't remember. Was he trying to get...
He's always trying to get to Bart.
Yeah.
I guess Bart was going to be involved somehow, but I know that her love of MacGyver really made him want her to die.
Love MacGyver. Love me, love MacGyver.
Well, McGarnacle...
You know, there's a whole movie of McGarnacle.
There is?
Yeah, somebody made a super edit of it.
A super cut, yeah.
Yeah, a super cut.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's like through all the whole season or whatever. But
how long is it when it's...
I don't recall. No? I don't recall.
Sorry.
And I don't know. I can't remember the one specific line whenever she is trying to make him say that he likes MacGyver. And he was like, I can't lie. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, Inane Prattle, blah, blah, blah. I can't remember.
Inane Prattle.
it's amazing or whatever. But that's when they break up. But and then when they go to the hotel and he's choking the towel, uh-huh. you know, because they didn't give him the room with the fireplace. Little right. does she know, it's because he's going to blow her up
right.
during MacGyver, because he knows she always smokes right. her cigarette right, right. At the end. You
yeah.
know, that's in
I haven't
her
seen that.
Orgasmic.
Right.
I think I have a clip from that
climactic.
One.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Orgasmic? Climactic. She says orgasmic? That's
well,
fine
she me. Seems like she's having a... yeah, yeah.
I'll play it right now.
You're trying to kill me. I want a separation. You're trying to kill me.
It's the love is Julie Kavner does every voice.
She
is.
Does. Oh, yeah.
Patty and Selma. Marge, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know who she is, you remember from Rhoda, of course.
Do you remember?
I know Rhoda, but I didn't watch it.
Do you remember the Krusty song to Sideshow Bob?
No.
Sung to the tune of Mandy.
Oh.
Oh, Bob, oh.
Oh, Bob, oh.
You have repaid my abuse with raw hatred. But I need you today, oh, Bob, oh.
Oh, that's right.
Well, you went to Apu's and you framed me, so they locked you away, oh, Bob, oh.
Don't they do a Jerry Lewis, Dean Martin type reunion thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Send it.
They're already here.
I love the old buddy. Ah! We could do a whole Krusty episode.
Oh, Krusty's been in a
I'm
lot.
Sorry
oh
for the God. Attempted murder.
Sorry about
stop
that.
Stop it. Sorry. Every time you try to kill me, my radiance goes through the roof. we are good together, Krusty. It makes me sad that you're getting the death penalty.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This scene specifically. I mean, I do. When I first saw that episode, I think I was really, really high. Uh-huh. And I remember thinking at the time, I was dying laughing.
Yeah.
I was like, is this as going on as long as it as I think it is? Or is it?
The first time I saw the episode, same situation. Yeah,
same thing.
I was in college.
And I was thinking that the writers of this, you know, and the editors, when they were putting this together, mm-hmm. they must have been just cracking up. Yep. And they just said, just leave it go. Just yep. keep going. Yep. Just keep going.
What do they call that in comedy?
Beating a dead horse? I don't know.
I'm sure there's a term for it.
It's like when Peter stubs his knee on Family Guy. He does it forever and ever and ever. It says here Bart is 6-0 against Sideshow Bob.
Of course.
Krusty gets busted.
Yeah.
Black Widower.
Cape Fear.
Sideshow Bob Roberts.
Yeah.
Sideshow Bob's Last Gleaming and Brother from Another Series. So
what happened
times.
To Brother from
there've
Another
been,
Series?
There have been episodes since then with Bob in there.
Well, this is only goes up to season 20.
Yeah, so. Brother from Another Series is the one with
Niles
Cecil?
And the
with
Dale.
Niles. Yeah. What's his name, that actor?
Cecil. David Hyde Pierce.
Yes.
There
Cecil?
You go.
Cecil? Is David Hyde Pierce in
Hellboy?
Hellboy.
Yeah, he plays the Aqua. Okay. Voice of the Aqua. Right.
It's just the voice, though.
Yeah.
There's another guy that does the acting.
Yeah. Jeff was saying last week, we kind of touched on it briefly, that you think this season of The Simpsons is holding its own compared to...
Yeah, it's been pretty good.
Yeah,
I haven't watched any recent Simpsons. It's been good, huh?
Yeah, it's been quietly.
Any Sideshow Bob episodes?
No, I haven't seen any Sideshow Bobs.
Not this year.
And you think of Kelsey Grammer in the studio doing those.
He must have had a blast.
Doing that. He's phenomenal.
He is. And what a voice hit guy.
Yeah.
He can sing. He can dance.
I think he's
he can
just
fall off the stage.
Yes.
Oh, right. He did that. I did that once.
Oh, poor fella.
He fell off the stage once?
Yeah.
Wow,
in high
bummer.
School. I have a dislocated shoulder since.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. I can pop it out like Mel Gibson in Lethal Weapon.
Yeah. That's how you get out of handcuffs.
Exactly.
Too old for this shit. I'm getting too old for this. Do they make fun of this Lethal Weapon on The Simpsons? They make fun of Mel Gibson, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he was on. He was
certainly
on
South Park.
He was on one. You killed the president with a flag. Remember that one?
No.
Oh, God. It's Mr. Gibson Goes to Washington. He was remaking Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Really?
And Homer rewrote it. And Homer had in the final scene, he picks up the American flag and throws it through the president's chest. Oh, all right. So, you know.
Leo gets.
Yes.
Whatever you want, Leo gets. You remember that?
Whatever Sonny wants.
We should do a Treehouse of Horror.
Yes.
The best of those.
521. Let's see.
But wasn't Bob in one of those?
Yeah.
Yes, he was. Yeah.
So which one was that? Jeff?
Know.
Come on, flip pages.
Yeah. Through the whole book.
Isn't it funny? You got the internet books. In front of you, and we're looking through a book.
That's what I'm saying. Radio Labyrinth, we're old school.
Let's do a little challenge here. What's
we
your
do
question?
The Bible.
What's your question? Sideshow Bob. Treehouse of Horrors.
Yeah, which Treehouse of Horrors?
Treehouse of Horrors 26.
Look at that. See?
Sideshow Bob finally kills Bart, but he's uncertain about what to do.
Google beats the Bible.
It says they made fun of Lethal Weapon in this episode called Beyond Blunderdome from 1999.
I think that's the one with Gibson, isn't it?
Yeah, Mel Gibson is in it. And, yeah.
What do you do? Go to the index?
Yeah. After their studio cart crashes, Mel says to Homer, I'm getting too old for this crap. Which is what Danny Glover often says and Mel Gibson. And
we
got to
do an
series.
Itchy and Scratchy episode, too.
The Simpsons family, excuse me, the Simpson family breaks into Bob's basement and reanimates Bart, but Bob appears to be holding a shotgun, saying that they're in his house, he can shoot. Homer attacks him with a lamp, which rips Bob's head off, and Marge decides that Bart can keep Bob's remains. Bart puts Bob's head into the reanimator with a horn, frog legs, a chicken body, a tail, and a booger, making a bizarre looking creature. That's from a couple of years ago. So maybe even recently than that. So anyway, that's our first Simpsons mini episode.
Jeff has closed the Simpsons
the book
Torah.
Is closed.
You know, we'll keep, like I said, we'll keep them like this. And your suggestions on Twitter at @radio_labyrinth on Facebook.
Yeah, what character should we talk about or what episode? We could just talk about one episode.
Yeah. And what do you think would be, good to do? So anyway, until that time,
keep it canon.
Go! Two Faces Radio. COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.